book. This is the Prophet's Corner, Uncut, 3:11-18. This word is called a new era. It's a shame that my church as a whole doesn't get it unless they come under persecution. They are clueless until they are about to lose everything. They stay in a place of complacency. You can see this pattern throughout the entire Bible, but this is a new day, the day of Holy Ghost fire. My church will arise in my glory and power. Holy Ghost fire. They will be consumed by it. Yes, it is being released in the earth. Boldness, unashamedness of my gospel, words spoken in due season that will put aside all reason. This is the revival of all revivals, the awakening of all awakenings. My glory will be seen. It will consume. It will not be stamped out. It will burn and consume the whole earth, and then I can come. Don't focus on the end just yet, but focus on the great end time harvest, for I am cleaning house in this nation and the world, and I am burning out the chaff to make way for the harvest. The church is moving into an evangelistic era. No more complacency. Boldness, Holy Ghost boldness will rise up in the church in this era. No more hiding. The shame, shyness, fear will disappear, and my message will flow like a tsunami for all to hear. It will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. My trumpet is restoring honor in every quarter. No more dishonor. They will shake and quake around the world and in this nation. Judgment has come to all this abomination. The days of quick judgment have come, where wickedness will not be allowed to just go on and on and on. My glory and power will be so powerful, it will knock out the Antichrist spirit in the same hour. No more praying for change or for year after year after year. But when evil presents itself, it is dealt with then and there. And it will open heaven and the strongholds will be gone. Wait a minute. And will bring nearly instant manifestation to right the wrong. Okay, sorry. These are days never seen before on earth. My will be done as it is in heaven. How come you must say, how come you might say, my church finally knows who they are, what they have, and they know how to use it. It's been theirs all along. In other words, the church has been ignorant, but now they know how to operate the kingdom, and now my plan can come forth in their lives and the lives of others completely and fully because they know how to do it. They finally got it. He's never been the one to hold back. It's been us. It's been us. Okay. All right, that'd be it.